Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life.
All passengers flying with Global Air Force are now boarding at Gate 1.
Here's your host, Dr. Jim Rohn.
Praise the Lord, it is another beautiful day. Well, I thank you for tuning in today. Today, I have the first graduate of the Wagner Leadership Institute Global Awakening, and that's in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, USA. And today I have a dynamic man, a dynamic speaker and teacher. Now, I met Timothy Berry a few years back, and well, today I witnessed him graduating from the school. Now, Timothy's teaching is infectious. It's powerful. It'll help you in your Christian walk. It will expand your Christian view today of what God has for you and what he expects from you and what he will do for you. So, without further ado, here is our guest today, Timothy Berry. Hi, Timothy. Tell us today a little bit about the school and what's been going on in your life, okay?
You know, like you said, I'm an intern with the Ministry of Global Awakening, and so I'm a third-year student with the Global School of Supernatural Ministry. And so we've been here for about 2.5 years.
Two and a half
in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. And so I've been through 2 years of the school. And so now the third year of the school is now an internship. So I'm one of three interns with Randy. So I help travel with him, and
wow.
We do some research and for writing some books and stuff. So it's just been an awesome 3 years of my life of just being trained and equipped. And what you saw today was I was actually graduating from another institute, Wagner Leadership Institute of Global Awakening.
Mm-hmm. Wagner?
Yes, Wagner Leadership Institute. And that's based out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. And so Global is actually another center for that institution. There's several different ones in the U.S. and in the world. There's one in Korea. And so I've been through that process. And so I actually graduated with a bachelor's of practical ministry. It's not accredited, but it's a certificate and a diploma to say that I've been trained in a lot of different areas of ministry. And so I'm being approved for ministry. But so yeah, I'm actually the first one to graduate from Global Awakening with Wagner Leadership Institute. Wow. So it really was such an honor and privilege to have that ceremony today. I was raised Southern Baptist. I was a preacher's kid, and I grew up in Virginia. I was raised to not really believe in a lot of the supernatural acts of God. So I'd never heard of Global. I never, heard of Pentecostal or charismatic or anything like that. 2005, around November, near Thanksgiving, I was driving my car one day. I'd been really starting to read the Gospels and read the Book of Acts. I started seeing Jesus do all this amazing stuff, like cast out demons and heal the sick and walk on water. And, and he said in John 14 that, we should do greater things than these. And
yeah.
I was kind of curious, like, why I don't hear about any of this. I don't see it. I've never been taught about it. And I was driving my car one day and just worshiping the Lord. And all of a sudden, I began to shake and tremble under the power of God. Mm. And I never heard of the term, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Okay. But I had that experience.
Wow.
And so I knew I was weeping and crying, but all I could think about was healing. And I'd never seen healing before, never studied it. And so that began a journey for me of really asking a lot of questions, seeking, searching, going to different churches to try and figure out what did I just experience, because I have no issues with sin anymore. I had like a sanctification experience.
Wow.
I didn't care about the things of this world. Like, I didn't want to play video games anymore. I was at Virginia Tech studying math and engineering.
Wow.
And I didn't even care about the football. We were top five in the nation at that point. And I just wanted to pray, memorize scripture, and read the Bible, things that I was taught to do in a Baptist denomination. And I love my roots. I love the foundation of the Word of God in my heart, but there's some aspect that I needed, and which is the power of the Holy
Spirit.
You
needed more.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I was.
Yeah. So it, you know, so I went to a conference in March of 2006. It was the first charismatic conference I've ever been to, and Randy was there, Heidi and Roland Baker, Bob Jones, Gary Oates, Jack Frost. I'd never heard of any of these people. So I got so freed up. I mean, I got deliverance. I didn't even know that that could actually happen to a Christian. You know, I got my first prophetic words about signs, wonders, and miracles, and I know got impartation. And so I knew I had to go test the Spirit. I had to go test and see if this was real. And so they said that the best way to walk in the supernatural is to go on a trip with Randy Clark to Brazil. So that summer I went on this trip called the Youth Power Invasion. And so I had these prophetic words about preaching the gospel, deliverance, you know, signs and wonders. And so when I signed up to go on the trip, they said that they needed preachers. And so I said, well, I got this prophetic word that I'm supposed to preach, so let's sign up. Well, when they accepted me, they told me that I was going to lead healing services. Well, that's a problem when you've never prayed for the sick, you've never seen a healing, and then you're supposed to lead a whole healing service.
It's a whirlwind tour.
It absolutely is. And so, you know, the whole summer I'm praying, asking God, what did I just do? What did I just set myself up for? And so I memorized like the 5-step prayer model that Global has, and I read their manual twice. I literally memorized 4 of Randy's messages and one message by Randy or Bill Johnson. I listened to each of their messages 10 times. I literally memorized them because I knew that when I got on stage and I had to preach, I was going to look like an idiot because I didn't know anything. I honestly, as far as walking the supernatural power of God, I never experienced it. And so when I got down to Brazil, the first night I got my first word of knowledge, and I prayed for the first person, and she had Crohn's disease. She was instantly healed.
Wow.
And the next 3 people I prayed for got instantly healed. And it forever changed my life to see God use me to touch other people. And so I was so set on fire. I literally had several encounters in Brazil where my hands went so numb with the power and energy of heaven going through my hands. I got such an impartation that literally every night after I got done praying, I had a sweat line down to my belly button because the fire of God was tangibly on me. I was so hot and supernatural heat on my body. The anointing was so heavy on me. And so I experienced so much on that trip. I met my best friend on that trip, Chris Ishak. And so, yes, Chris is an awesome guy.
He's helped me along the way. And plus he's laughed a lot at me. He likes laughing at me.
Yeah, Chris is awesome. I love that guy. And so we actually met on that trip. I was the preacher and he was the team leader. So he's coming from a Presbyterian background. I'm coming from a Baptist background, and we're leading a team of 10 to these services. And we have never experienced any of this stuff. And so the first night that I got to preach, you know, we got a week of teaching and training. And then after the main speakers leave, like Jamie Galloway and Randy and Bill leave, they send the youth out and they say, now it's your turn to demonstrate the power of God. It's your turn to get trained and equipped. And so what you've received in this week, now go give it away. And so on the first night that I was there, again, I've never preached in my life. I preached one of Randy's messages. We saw over half the people healed. About 250 people, there's about 125, I can't remember the numbers exactly, I think it was like 90 physical healings and about 35, 45 inner healing and deliverances. And I didn't know this, but I've researched church history and I've read more about revivals, that in the 40s and 50s at, you know, A.A. Allen and Jack Coe and William Branham, that the average percentage of the people that were healed in the meetings was 10%. But those 6 days that we preached, we saw over half the people healed every single night, over 50%. And so I didn't know that until like, you know, a year and a half ago. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what I walked into was by the grace of God. I don't see that all the time where I go now, but we see such an increase of the anointing of God and the power and the fire because of Randy's message of impartation. And so he talks a lot about that revival being passed on to the next generation. Me being 23 years of age, I know I'm walking in a grace because I'm in the next generation and that I have a responsibility to carry that out. And so, you know, after that Brazil trip, I was so changed and marked forever. And I could go here for 3 hours more of sharing the testimonies just from that first trip.
Well, you'll get more time. You know, I can see we got a fire going here.
You're funny, Jim. I went to the Global School of Supernatural Ministry right after that in the fall. And so did my friend Chris. And it provided 9 months, the first year provided 9 months of just really understanding the Lord Jesus Christ and what he did for me on the cross, but to be able to experience his love today. I can't tell you that probably the most foundational thing that I've learned through the school is that my Father loves me for who I am, not because of anything that I can do for him, you know, as workspace. It's just purely because he created me in his image and I'm his son. And so I've, you know, I learned so much about just deliverance and inner healing, so the spiritual gifts, how to preach, how to teach, how to go out in the streets and love people, pick up trash, you know, do everything that you could think about ministry. That's what we get trained and equipped in. And then, you know, I went to the second year and just another 9 month season of just really literally spending hours a day with God. Literally hours a day, you know, I would listen to the teachings of like Todd Bentley and Patricia Keane, all these mothers and fathers of the faith, and I would actually apply the things that they said and actually applied it to my life. So pray in tongues for a couple hours a day, or just meditate on scripture, you know, read the Bible, look into the exegesis and hermeneutical aspects of the scriptures, you know, not just about the supernatural aspects, you know, be a student of the word, read the about history. You know, those are all the things that I try to apply to my life. And so I've just seen so much maturity, so much growth in my personal walk, my intimacy with God. But because of those times and seasons that I've been able to spend with the Lord, I've seen so much fruit in ministry. You know, being raised a Baptist for 20 years, I saw zero of my friends saved, trying to preach them out of hell into heaven. But since I've been trained and equipped in healing, I've seen over 100 people come to know Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord through power evangelism. And I literally, with my own hands, to the glory of God, I've seen hundreds and thousands healed and set free from demons because of that. So, wow. So one of the neatest things, you know, that I've been able to, you know, take 2 years to just really, really renew my mind, change my perspective on reality. As Bill Johnson says, you know, the kingdom, you know, Jesus teaches that you're supposed to repent, which is change the way that you think.
Change.
Kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's
then
here.
In Matthew 10, 7, 8 is heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons, raise the dead, freely you've received, now freely give. So I've had to really change my perspective on reality, because coming from the Baptist denomination, which again, if you're a Baptist out there, I love the Baptist denomination, but the one thing that they're missing is the reality of the supernatural realm and the supernatural power of God, and it's the Holy Spirit. And so, you know, so I was the math and engineering major. I stopped for 2 years, and then as I got to Randy, really build a better relationship with him, he started really encouraging me to go back to school because of the intelligence that the Lord's given me. I graduated first in my class in high school.
Wow.
And so I gave that all up to come to the school and to travel the nations. And I've been to Brazil 5 or 6 times now. I've been to India. I'm heading to Mozambique in June, going to Brazil again in July, and then to South Africa in August. And so literally I'm traveling half the time, either with Randy or I'm, you know, God's opened up doors for me to really impact youth and young adults. I have a lot of those type of opportunities because, you know, my heart is to reach my generation, that they can experience God now, that they don't have to wait till, you know, they go to college or do anything like that. They don't have to go to seminary. Yes, it's good to be approved and to study and train, and I love that stuff. And I'm now back in school at Regent University. I'm studying. I'm going to get my bachelor's in religious studies,
okay,
and then probably go on to master's of theology and maybe beyond that. So I'm doing that online. So I travel. One of the things that we're really seeing an increase is the impartation that that I've received and my friends have received here at the school with Randy and Bill and Heidi and, you know, all these different amazing apostolic leaders in the world, is we're seeing the youth touched by God.
Yeah.
In the same measure. I was just in High Point, North Carolina, and 2 weeks ago, and we were teaching the youth group about words of knowledge. When we taught them and I had them all stand up and we prayed for them to be activated in words of knowledge, I asked if anyone felt anything in their body. And this 8-year-old says, I've got this pain shooting in the left side of my shoulder. And so I asked, does anyone in this room have this type of pain? And someone in the back says, yeah, I have that type of pain. So I had him come forward. And then I asked, hey, has anyone never seen a miracle before? And one person was like, yeah, I've never seen a healing or a miracle. I was like, you come up forward. And so we found out, we interviewed the guy. He had been in an accident where his shoulder got separated. Every time that he moves it, like just slightly, his shoulder dislocates, Just very easily. And so I had the 8-year-old boy and I had the young man who had never seen a miracle before. I had them lay their hands on his shoulder and I taught them how to pray and to command that the arm to be healed. And literally underneath of their hand, I had my hand, I was third. I had the 8-year-old hand was on the bottom, then the next guy, and then my hand was on top of theirs. I could feel the arm, the bone shifting in underneath of our hands.
Oh my.
And we were looking at each other as we're experiencing this. We're going, oh my gosh, like we're literally experiencing this. And this is in front of the entire youth group. This wasn't like over in the corner. This is live in front of everybody else because
right in front of everybody.
If the gospel is, cannot be demonstrated, it's not the real gospel.
Amen.
It has to be preached and then it has to be demonstrated.
Amen.
And so wherever Jesus did, he preached it, then he demonstrated his life, his love. He demonstrated the fullness of the kingdom. So I said, listen, if what I'm preaching is not real, then people won't get healed. I'll be a liar. I'll be a false prophet. I stand on the truth of the word of God that Jesus said that he'll do exactly what he said he'll do, or our God's a liar and he's not a liar.
Yeah.
And so I had the guy check out his shoulder, all the pain left. Then he took his hand, his arm above his head, and with his other arm, he tried to dislocate his shoulder and he couldn't. And so we're all just so excited. We're jumping up and screaming, praise Jesus. You just healed him. Well, our wonderful Jesus, he still heals today.
Our lovely Jesus.
He is so amazing. So we took him out on the streets. We took him to a park and this youth group, they're starting to pray for people. They're seeing healings just out in public at a park. Like the people are fishing. We're praying for them and they're getting healed.
Oh my.
You know, you just go where people are at and they need a touch from God. And so, and some of the stuff that we're seeing that I've been able to see, and what opportunities I have to minister, in different churches and stuff like that.
Wow.
One of the really neat things that the Lord has been teaching me about is, about Ephesians 2:6, that we're seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, and how we literally, while we're on the earth, we are connected to Jesus. He's in us, but we're in him. We're hidden with Christ. And so actually wherever we go, we actually represent as an ambassador of the kingdom of the kingdom of God, that wherever we go, we're representing heaven. We actually carry the DNA, the very substance. We're partakers of his divine nature in 2 Peter. And so wherever we go, we actually bring heaven to the natural realm, into the earth realm. And so one of the things how the Lord taught me about this is my first week in Brazil, a woman brought me her 6-year-old son named David in her arms and proceeded to tell me through the translator that he was born 4 months premature. He had never walked in his life. He had never heard and he had never talked. And so I'm thinking, well, what prayer am I going to pray that's going to get this boy healed? And then that verse came to me, Ephesians 2:6. And so I said, let me hold him. And so I held him in my arms and I just closed my eyes. I didn't even say anything with my mouth. I said, Jesus, you said in your word that we're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And I know there is no sickness and there is no pain in heaven. So Lord, I just give him to you. And the Holy Spirit whispered to me, put him on his feet. And so I said, I knew in my heart that if I put him down and he wasn't healed, he'd fall flat on his face and I'd look like a moron. But if he did get healed, I would never know unless I put him on his feet. I put that young man on his feet and he began to run around the church. And that night he heard for the first time and he began to speak for the first time. And we were just rejoicing in God. His mother was just weeping and crying as for 6 years, almost 6 years of age. And he got completely miraculously healed. And there was no prayer that was said. It was based upon the word of God, Ephesians 2:6, that we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And so one of the things that the Lord has taught me for the past 2.5-3 years is that wherever I go, that I can step into the supernatural realm of God because I live with Christ and Christ lives with me. Lo, I am with you always to the very end of the age. That was the promise of Christ Jesus to his disciples when he commissioned them. So we're commissioned as well. We're sent ones. And so wherever we go, we actually carry the very presence of God Almighty in the form of the Holy Spirit, that we have been anointed by Jesus of Nazareth to go about doing good, healing the sick and delivering people who have sicknesses and disease, who are being tormented by demons. And so I want to pray for those who are listening because I really feel like that there's an anointing here in the studio to pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit to come upon your life. You might be thinking, you know, Timothy, you're saying some really weird stuff. That's okay. Listen, there is going to be a supernatural sign that comes to you wherever you're, if you might be driving your car. That's how I got baptized in the Holy Spirit, driving my car. You might be washing your dishes. You might be in your room. It doesn't matter because heaven is invading your room right now. Wherever you're at, heaven is invading you because God loves you. He died for you. He not only died just to wash away your sins. The purpose of that was because he wanted you to get to know him. He died for you to set you free from all of your sins, all the horrible things that have been separating you from God. He died for you. He paid the price to set you free so that you could walk with him and that you could know and understand his love. So if wherever you're at, if you're able to, I just want you to open up your hand. You might be driving. That's okay. God's still going to meet you where you're at. And I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you that you would experience the love of God right where you're at, that you would experience the presence of God Almighty. So Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for the fire and the anointing of heaven that you've placed upon my life, God. I thank you for every experience that I've had with you. I thank you for every miracle and healing that I've been able to see with my own eyes, with my own hands, to your glory. But Lord, there is a people, there is a generation who needs to know you. There is people that are listening here who do not know what I'm talking about. They do not know you. They do not know your love. They do not know your fire. They do not know your passion. They do not understand who you are, God. And they need you. They have been longing for this love. And so, Father, right now, I ask that you would send angels to them right now in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, I ask that you begin to flow into their rooms, to where they're listening through the radio, through the broadcasting system right now. Holy Spirit, I ask that you would begin to come upon people's heads. Lord, let them be able to feel the tangible electricity of heaven coming on their head and in their hands. Father, Lord, I ask for those who know you, who are Christians, Father, Holy Spirit, I ask that you would baptize them in fire right now in Jesus' name. I ask for the fire of heaven to come upon their lives, that you would open up their spirits, that they would be able to experience the supernatural power of God, that they would begin to flow in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And for those who do not know you as personal Savior and Lord, Father, I ask that you would pour out your love, that you would pour out your love upon their hearts, God, that they would be able to experience your love, your tangible love. I ask, Father, right now that you would pour out your spirit, that they would be able to know, yes, what Timothy was saying is real. You are real, God. I do know that you are real, not just because your word says it, because I'm actually physically experiencing your love. I'm being overwhelmed by your power. I'm being overwhelmed by your presence. God, I give my life to you. I want this love. I want this passion. I want this fire. I want this power that Timothy's talking about this. I want this relationship with the one and true living God, Jesus Christ. And so I ask you right now, Holy Spirit, that you would open up their hearts, their minds, their eyes to see your kingdom, to see the fullness of who you are, to have an encounter with you, God, that they would be forever changed and transformed into your likeness forever, that today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of fullness, of healing, of restoration, of deliverance, and an eternal life, God, that right now, if there are sicknesses in people's bodies, I command all that pain to come out of their body right now in Jesus' name. I command cancer to go right now in Jesus' name. I command eyes to be opened up right now. I command deafness. If there's any loss of hearing in people's ears right now, I command that to be cleared right now in Jesus' name. I command bones to be healed, ligaments, muscles, and tendons. I command fullness of restoration to come in their bodies right now in Jesus' name. I believe God is healing cataracts right now. Lord, I ask that you would burn up those cataracts right now and release full vision in Jesus' name. I see God healing a liver right now, liver disease. Lord, right now in Jesus' name, I speak healing to that liver and to every organ of the body in Jesus' name, that you would heal people's respiratory system, their circulatory system. I rebuke and break diabetes right now in Jesus' name. Lord, if any people have AIDS or hepatitis, Father, I ask that you would cleanse their blood system right now in the name and authority of Jesus Christ. Father, we love you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. And I ask God for fruit to happen from our time on this radio show in Jesus' name. Amen.
God wants to use you. He wants you to experience his love, his presence, his power. God wants you more than you want him. He's more interested in you, my friend, than you've ever known. He wants to change the way you live. You know, Jesus was interested in the quality of your life. Listen to this. Jesus said in John 10:10, the thief, talking about the devil, comes only in order to kill, steal, and destroy. Have you had any of that in your life? Come on now. But Jesus said, this is what he said, but I have come that you might have life. Some translations say life, more life, and more abundant life. See, he's interested in you, your heart, your body, your life. Now, it's a beautiful experience to be here today with Timothy Berry and the power of God in the studio. It's for you, my friend. God wants to help and heal you no matter what you've done, where you are. He's a loving God. He's a caring God. He made you. Now, you may have studied different, but God is still your maker and creator, and he's in love with you. He wants to take care of you today. Well, praise the Lord. I thank you, Lord, for this time. And Timothy, I thank you. You know, God wants to use you. Yes, this is not just a few select people. And Timothy was saying, you know, we don't have to go into a corner. This can be done right out in the public, right where you can see. In fact, that's the way Jesus did it. He didn't have to hide somewhere, go back in a closet and close the door and whisper. No, right in front of everybody. In fact, when I took my first trip with Randy, I was only probably a few hours in the country. I had some of the courses too. I had a little instruction period, and Randy prayed for me, and I fell on the floor, and I didn't feel anything. And then, you know, within a couple hours, I was standing in front of people calling out miracles like, ay, ay, ay. And you know what? God was faithful.
Yeah,
he was faithful to me. He can be faithful to you. He's a faithful God. No matter what you've learned, no matter what you've heard, he is a loving, faithful, caring God. And he cares about you and the quality of your life. He wants you, maybe more than you want him, to see his power and love in your life. You know, Timothy, I've enjoyed having you so much again. I'd like to have you again is what I'd like to say. You've been a real blessing.
Thank you.
And you've been a real blessing to our listeners.
So, until we meet again, go with God. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to our program today. Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life. You can contact Dr. Rome or today's guest by logging on to www.globalairforce.net. Once again, the website is www.globalairforce.net. All passengers boarding for Global Air Force are now boarding at gate 1.
Everywhere I go, there's folks who want to know just what is our country way out. Some think it's in a man, and on his word they stand. But when I hear it, I just want to shout. More praying, less straying, that's what we need. Soul winning, less sinning, that's what we need. More loving, less hatred in race and creed. Soul stirring preachers, that's what we need. Peace talks, they are good, and talk of peace we should, but worthless with Jesus left out. To him let's bow our knees, for he's the Prince of Peace, and he's the worldwide need without a doubt. More praying, less straying, that's what we need. Soul winning, less sinning, that's what we need. More loving, less hatred in race and creed. Soul stirring preachers, that's what we need. More praying, less straying, that's what we need. Soul winning, less sinning, that's what we need. More loving, less hatred in race and creed, soul-stirring preachers, that's what we need.